senses and strengthen the mind. Again, there was another genetic intervention that happened a few thousand years ago, not that long ago, with a similar purpose. This is the first major intervention, which was okayed by the Council of Nine, meaning the Council of Saturn that oversees such interdimensional or higher dimensional intervention on Earth. This was okayed at the time, however, it was then adjudged or assessed to be somewhat in violation of the free will of those early 3D souls, and therefore the light quarantine was intensified around Earth. This is a whole nother subject, the quarantine around Earth. The quarantine around Earth basically makes it hard for negative groups from Orion, 4D negative, makes it difficult for them to come in full force, but it doesn't stop them completely. It just gives them a challenge. And it's willingly obeyed or willingly followed by the Confederation or positive ETs. When we say Confederation, we're saying 4th, 5th, and 6th density positive. When we say Orion, we're saying generally 4th and 5th density negative. This quarantine was intensified after the Yahweh assistance to the Martian souls. Bear in mind, the human lifespan was 900 years at that time. So this was the start. 60,000 years ago, BP means again before present, we're talking about the Orion group influence, their first major, they played their first cards. they made their first move, which was telepathic contact with the very primitive humans and power-charged stone formations in Central America and Pacific Oceania. So Ra talks about the Nazca Lines, the heads of Easter Island. I also wonder myself about the Olmec heads in Central America, but I know they're dated to not that long ago. Olmec, O-L-M-E-C, civilization was not that long ago, but they also seem to be power-charged stone heads. This was considered an unsuccessful attempt, and no negativity was achieved. This is basically trying to impress the primitive mind of the early humans to say, look, you know, oh, power, big head, big stone, big power, I want power. Let me beat up my my cave mates. Let me club them and let me be the boss because I want power like I see, you know, me see power, me want power, me beat you, me get power. And that's the beginning of service to self in early 3D. It's as simple as that. That was what that was all about. So, grunt, grunt. Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, you gotta kind of connect with that, right? That was the way they offer service, you know? They're offering service by offering the early version of service to self-teaching. Power is good. You want power. You can see the same kind of bidding, B-I-D-D-I-N-G, the same kind of soliciting done today, you know? Like you see Mr. Banker with the big cigar. Hey, look at my big cigar. Wow, everybody thinks I want a big cigar too. So it's the same kind of, monkey see, monkey do. You know, monkey see power, monkey want power, monkey get power, the beginning of service to self. 2,000 years after that, we see Confederation, initial direct aid to early Lemurian or Mu civilization. This was a prolonged contact. This was when Lemuria was starting, right? Or Lemuria was in the Pacific Ocean, and then we see the, you know, Orion, Easter Island heads in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So that was, above ground, obviously, and not in an ocean 60,000 years ago. 53,000 BP, Lemurian civilization was fully established, but they were not technological. And Ross says, primitive group mind, but spiritually advanced. Bear this in mind. There's body, mind, spirit. Bodily, they were quite primitive and not really even very, not even fully informed, fully in their bodies, you know, but very kind of thick body condition, not evolved. Mentality also was primitive, you know, but they were spiritually advanced. And this is something to ponder. One can have a high level of spiritual consciousness and a low level of mental development. And Ross says that Lemuria was later destroyed by Earth tectonic plate readjustment and flooding. So just to think that, hey, bad things don't happen to good people is wrong. They were spiritually advanced. And Ross called Lemuria a helpful and harmless place. They were helpful, they were good, they were kindly. And we can think of the indigenous groups, you know, indigenous peoples like, all over the world, sort of the Hopis, let's say. Okay, well, the Hopis are beautiful people. They weren't warlike, as far as I know. And not because they were negative, but because of plate tectonic readjustment, Lemuria was swept under the ocean, and that's the end of that. Welcome to third density. That's what happens here. And that's something to bear in mind. Anyway, the survivors went to Russia, North and South America, and became the current indigenous groups. And many were originally from the second density planet in Deneb. A lot and many of the 3D souls on Earth now are those who didn't graduate other 3D cycled planets, meaning they missed harvest. They missed the graduation on other 3D worlds. So this is like slacker planet, you can say. But, you know, everybody's doing their best. So that's what's going on. So, and with the washing under the oceans of Lemuria, so ended the end of major cycle number one. No harvest of Earth 3D souls, and the lifespan had degraded a little bit to 700 years. Now, there was then a calling from Earth Maldek souls, the Bigfoot, the 3D souls in Bigfoot bodies, 46,000 years, and the Confederation offered love light telepathically. You see, the Confederation waits for the call, and they say, unlike Orion, who calls itself. So when we're trying to help people, to the extent that we call ourselves, like, let me come over and do that for you, let me tell you what you should eat, let me tell you what you should read, let me give you the healing techniques, let me teach you this, let me do that, that's calling ourselves to service. That's the way of Orion. That's the way of negative entities who call themselves to service. Now, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't offer, but it's something to bear in mind. Ross says, service is requested only to the degree it is requested. So service is effective only to the degree it is requested. So the more people request, the better or more effective our service will be. And pushing ourselves upon people is not positive, even though it may be helpful in some cases. So yeah, Vandy says, continuing to offer and offer is ego-oriented. Pushing and pushing is not the way of service to others. So the Confederation waited for the calling, and the Bigfoot souls, or the Maldek souls, were realizing, my God, what am I doing? I'm in this animal body, you know? I'm in this gorilla. Help. And the Confederation did what they could. 31,000 BP, here we go. The beginning of Atlantean civilization. Slow-growing, agrarian conglomerate. So many different places pulling together, farming, no tech at this time, 31,000 years ago. And then, bang, that's the end of the second cycle. 25,000 years BP, 50,000 years had ended in 3D, no harvest again. The lifespan way down, 35 to 100 years. The population of Earth, 345,000 or something like that. There was one group in South America. Ra used the term elder race, and you can find some books about it, but I'm not sure which ones. The elder race, population of 150, lifespan 900 years, all 4D positive harvestable, all remained in 3D. And Ra said that they actually, later, you know, in continuing in third density, joined monastic orders, and some of the famous Catholic brothers and sisters and monks of later times actually are from this elder race. I think he even said, Ross said, St. Francis of Assisi. So it's interesting. We've gone through 50,000 years of human history, and we've gone from Maldek through Mars, through Lemuria, to Atlantis. And we see the elder group, the elder race. Interestingly, Ross said that they were contacted by an entity, an angelic form, an angelic entity, who basically showed them telepathically where Earth was going. And what's really interesting about Atlantis is it ended very quickly or soon after it intensified technological development. So it didn't last very long in its high-tech condition, and that's because of how they used it. So 13,000 years ago, Confederation aid to Atlantis, and here's where they got into trouble. They gave pyramid designs and pyramids, crystal designs, or usage and crystals, healing techniques. Lifespan was already greatly reduced at that time. You know, we see that 25,000 BP, lifespan already down to 35 years, 35 to 100. Humans had basically harmed themselves, had become so disharmonious in consciousness that the etheric body couldn't support a life beyond 100 years, which was which is one tenth of what it should be in 3D. And then initial usage of intelligent energy for negative polarization, and here we go, the Atlanteans were using it as cloning for genetic superiority. Seems like they're doing some of this today. Of course they are. If you want to hear about cloning, you can check out the links on this fellow, Peter Beter. It's his real name, and he died early and talked a lot about cloning. Intelligent energy is the energy available at sixth chakra that comes ultimately from, you know, infinite energy. Or the universal energy field, accessed from the seventh chakra. So seven hits six, or the shuttle, the connector, is established for a person who's done this in terms of spiritual practice, bridging sixth chakra to seventh chakra. That allows what's called intelligent infinity. Ra talks about intelligent infinity as the quality of seventh chakra life. It's beyond consciousness, actually. Seventh chakra life is intelligent infinity. When it manifests in form, meaning into this dimension, it comes through sixth chakra as intelligent energy. So those who can use intelligent energy are either those who've opened the channel between 6th and 7th chakra, or those with sufficient technology. And Tesla, you can say, was, you know, working on that, had developed that kind of technology to draw energy from the infinite source from the cosmic